You're talking with a friend, and the conversation is coming to a low. Your reusable water bottle is on the table next to you, so without hesitation, you take a sip, even though you're not that thirsty. Or you raise your hand to speak in class, and after you share, you grab your water bottle, even though your mouth is not that dry. Maybe our reusable water bottles are more of an emotional support item than we like to admit. That was the opening of an Owala water bottle. Third-year Medill and Weinberg student Wendy Zhu says that it is her favorite reusable water bottle out of the several that she's had since seventh grade.
And this was back when, like, the Swell water bottles were trendy. They were kind of I don't know how to describe the shape, but I don't know. It was like they had a bunch of different cool colors, and I think they were on sale, but I got like one of those duochrome like color shift ones, and I thought it was really cool. And it was like, I remember it was like green and some lighting, but also kind of like red, like yellow, orange, and other lighting. And then my friend got like a blue, green, purple one. So that was the first one that I can remember.
Zhu says that each water bottle she has owned reminds her of a different period in her life.
Like when I think about my lilac water bottle, I'm like, oh, like, you know, high school, whatever. I think about my Swell bottle, I'm like, oh, like middle school me, you know, those were the times and whatnot. So I would say that is my relationship with my water bottles.
While some would admit to a relationship with their water bottles, others, like second-year Weinberg student Miracle Ramos, would say that her water bottle is nothing more than an object.
I feel like when I do have a water bottle, like, I'm getting a new one every couple months, like, or every 6 months, so I'm not really getting, like, attached to it. I just kind of get interested in a new bottle from time to time.
Second-year Weinberg student Adelina Jembrday would also say she has no connection to her water bottle. Could it be that she has one and does not even know it?
And if I feel anxious or if, like, people are talking and I don't know, like, how to contribute, I'll just go for my water bottle, yeah.
So what is it? Are we all using reusable water bottles for emotional support and we don't even know it? To get to the bottom of this bottle, I spoke with practicing licensed therapist Kadeen Whitehead to find out what an emotional support item even is and if a reusable water bottle could even be considered an emotional support item.
An emotional support item can be a variety of things. Most commonly, children like to use stuffed animals as emotional support. It can just be any item that helps you to reduce stress. Like, I've even taught children how to use Play-Doh to reduce stress. I've also taught kids how to use slime to reduce stress. And like I said, stuffed animals too. It can be anything that helps reduce stress or just provides comfort.
When I think emotional support item, I think of what Whitehead just said. A soft, comforting teddy bear or a fuzzy blanket. But can a water bottle really be an emotional support item?
Absolutely. You know, like I said, it can be a variety of things, and I think it's about what it does for the person. And if it's something that can help somebody to reduce stress, yeah, it can definitely be a water bottle.
So now that I know I have a problem, what causes emotional attachment to something like a water bottle in the first place?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think sometimes people use items as emotional support without even realizing it. Like sometimes people overcoming grief, they might hold on to something from a loved one and not even realizing that, you know, it is an emotional support item.
Whether you reach for your water bottle or not, Whitehead reminds us that it is important to implement healthy stress-reducing strategies into our daily lives.
I do think while emotional support items are very helpful, I think the best thing for people to do is to try to incorporate something into their life to help them reduce stress. Often, most times nowadays, I feel like many adults tend to lean on maladaptive strategies to reduce stress, like substances. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've had clients tell me that they vape or smoke marijuana to reduce stress. I highly recommend getting in a healthy routine, whether it's going to the gym, do yoga class, or having some community. If you're spiritual, if you're religious, you know, joining a church or joining a book club, and like having a healthy sense of community.
Music by Mariah Petway. For WNUR News, I'm Mariah Petway.